Do you ever look back and ask yourself, where did the time go? We see life in a different way as we age. Things that used to stress us out may seem small now, and the goals we once chased may seem far away. But that doesn't mean our search for happiness is over. In fact, having lived through life gives you the knowledge and strength to really handle the last parts of your life with grace and purpose. Now that you know more, are you making the most of it? A strong framework for moving through this new chapter with grace and purpose is provided by the Roman Stoic philosophers, who placed a stress on virtue, reason, and resilience. Today, we'll delve into Stoic philosophy, a powerful ancient school of thought that offers timeless wisdom for living a meaningful life at any age. Being aware of these 13 common mistakes can help us enjoy the benefits of getting older and make the most of our golden years. But before we dive in, if you want more advice on how to live your life with wisdom and meaning, you might want to subscribe to the channel. Now, let's get started. Number 1. Dwelling on the past. You can't always be good with the past. Iconic moments, wins, and life lessons that made us who we are today are stored there. Sometimes, though, it can lead to regret, missed chances, and mistakes that still hurt. Stoic philosopher Epictetus says that we shouldn't think about the bad things that happened in the past. What matters is how we think about them. He wrote, "It is not that some things happen to us, but that we think some things happen to us. Many things that happen to us are out of our control, according to the Stoics. The past is permanent, and we have no power over what other people do. Our responses to these events, on the other hand, are under our control. Whatever we can control, our thoughts, actions, and responses, and whatever we can't control, outside events, other people's actions, and the past, were the two main ideas of the Stoics. We don't have to waste time or energy trying to change the past once we realize it's not controllable. There's another way to look at things than focusing on the bad things that happened in the past. Find the secret good things, the lessons you've learned, or the ways you've grown. An example of this would be seeing a failed business venture as a valuable lesson that gave you the skills and information to be successful in your next attempt. Ditch the thoughts of sorrow and turn them toward thanks. Enjoy the good times and people who've helped you along the way. Think about the problems you solved and the skills you found useful. Teaching yourself gratitude can help you have a better attitude and enjoy the present moment more. You can learn a lot from the past. You can find ways to improve by looking at the mistakes you've made in the past. If you feel guilty or ashamed about them, though, don't dwell on them. That way, you won't make the same mistakes again. Use what you've learned to make better decisions now. Being in the present moment, which is the only time we really have power over, was very important to the Stoics. Focusing on the present moment, like when you meditate, can help you let go of fears and stresses from the past. It is possible to turn the past from a burden into a source of knowledge and strength by following these Stoic rules. Moving forward with a clear mind and a thankful heart, ready to accept the possibilities of the present moment, means learning from our mistakes and being thankful for the good times. Number 2. Fearing change. For older people, life throws a new curveball, a series of changes. People may need different medical care, retire, or move on to new stages in their lives. Anxiety about the future and a fear of losing control can be brought on by the unknown, which is disturbing. As a strong antidote to this fear, the Stoic philosophers suggest being resilient. Pre-Stoic philosopher Heraclitus had a big impact on Stoicism. He reportedly said, "There is nothing permanent except change." These ideas were supported by the Stoics, who knew that change is a natural part of life. It's like being afraid of the sunrise. It will happen anyway and won't help. True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence on the future, says Seneca, a famous Stoic philosopher. Today, we have control over our actions, responses, and points of view, but the future is unknown. Instead of worrying about what ifs, think about what you can do right now to get ready for and deal with change. Although the unknown can be scary, it also holds many exciting options. To grow as a person, reignite old interests, and find unexpected happiness, new experiences are necessary. Consider change as a chance to learn, grow, and adapt. Though this Stoic practice might look gloomy at first, it's actually a great way to enjoy the present. Realizing that we will die reminds us to enjoy the time we have left and accept change as a part of life's rich fabric. Adopting a good character was very important to the Stoics. Develop virtues like bravery, moderation, fairness, and wisdom to be ready for obstacles with a clear head and a strong sense of right and wrong. Being able to handle change is easier when you have these noble traits. Part of this practice is picturing possible failures. Positive thoughts aren't worth focusing on, but recognizing them helps you come up with ways to deal with and adapt to negative situations, should they happen. Planning your mind for change makes it less likely to negatively impact your health. The Stoics divided things into two groups: those you can control, your thoughts, actions, and emotions, and those you can't, outside events, the future, and other people's actions. Your ability to take action and handle change with a sense of responsibility is increased when you focus on the parts of change that you can control. By accepting these Stoic ideas, you can change your fear of change into a calm acceptance and even joy. Change is not the enemy. It's the river of life that never stops moving. To get through it, you can use Stoic resilience as a guide, find secret treasures along the way, and come out stronger and more flexible. Number 3. Isolating yourself. We may simply have fewer friends as we get older. The fast-paced life can slow down when kids move out and jobs end. The Stoics thought that isolation was bad for human growth because it can cause people to feel lonely. No man is an island, whole of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main, said Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic scholar. People are social beings who need to connect with others and feel like they fit. The Stoics thought that people have a natural urge to connect with others, which they called oikiosis, friendship. Having friends and family around gives you a sense of purpose and support. Having strong relationships with other people can help you deal with stress, improve your physical and mental health, and make you happier overall. Spend time getting to know the people you already know better. Get in touch with old friends, plan regular time to see family, and do your best to stay in touch with loved ones who may live far away. Video calls and other technologies can help people meet even when they live far apart. By living by these Stoic principles, you can avoid being lonely and make friends and family who can help you. Connecting with others is important at any age. Reach out, interact with others, and build a full social life that enhances your golden years. Don't let yourself become an island. A lot of friends can be helpful, but the Stoics stressed how important it was to have good relationships. Do not worry about making a lot of superficial friends. Instead, focus on building deep and meaningful connections with a few close friends or loved ones. Being human means sharing memories with other people. Whether it's a walk in the park, a game night, or a talk in book club, plan things to do with family and friends. It builds relationships and makes memories that last a lifetime when people share adventures. Communicating in a clear and honest way was important to the Stoics. Actively listen, be honest about your wants and feelings, and show empathy for others. Trust and understanding are important for building strong relationships, and good communication helps build them. By following these Stoic rules, you can avoid being lonely and make friends and family who can help you. Remember that keeping in touch is important at any age. Don't stay alone in your golden years. Reach out to other people, interact with them, and build a happy social life. Number 4. Neglecting your health. They are more than just containers. They are the tools we use to experience the world. These tools naturally change as we age, but that doesn't mean they have to get worse. Because the Stoics stressed living in accordance with nature, they thought it was important to take care of our bodies all our lives. The great Stoic philosopher Epictetus said that the body is like a lamp. He said that we should treat it with care, like a valuable lamp, making sure that it works perfectly to light our way. Make healthy habits, like eating well, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep, a priority. These activities are good for your body and help you live a full, healthy life. The Stoics stressed that everything should be done in moderation, even food and exercise. A well-balanced meal will give your body the nutrients it needs to grow and stay healthy. Do regular exercise that is right for your fitness level and skills. Stay away from extremes and pay attention to your body's messages. Don't push yourself past what you can handle. This Stoic practice might seem gloomy at first, but it can really push you to take care of your health. Knowing that you are going to die makes you want to make the most of your time on Earth. You can live a longer, healthier, and more satisfying life if you take care of your body. Discipline and persistence were important to the Stoics. Getting into healthy habits takes work over time, but the long-term benefits are clear. Believe that the things you do for your health are an investment in your future, a promise to live a full and busy life for as long as possible. As the Stoics saw it, mental and physical health were linked. If you take care of your body, your mind will be healthy too. Working out regularly can help your happiness, lower your stress, and even make your brain work better. Setting aside time for sleep helps your body and mind recover, which makes you stronger and more emotionally stable. Accepting things we can't change, like getting older naturally and getting sick sometimes, was important to the Stoics. This does not, however, imply neglecting medical attention. When you need medical help, don't be afraid to get it. Make sure you see your doctor regularly and follow his or her advice. If you get help early, you can often avoid or control health problems, which will help you live longer and better. By following these Stoic ideas, you can improve your health and well-being in all areas as you get older. Don't forget that taking care of your body is not a job. It's an act of respect and love for yourself. Having a healthy body gives you the freedom to live a life full of energy, purpose, and joy in the present. Number 5. Giving up on dreams. As we get older, societal standards and little voices of self-doubt can make us think that our dreams are over. For the Stoics, though, the fire inside us, the spark of passion and purpose, never really goes out. The famous Stoic philosopher Epictetus disagreed with this idea, saying, "It's not that we don't have much time to live, we just waste a lot of it. We've been given enough time and money to reach the top levels of success if we use it wisely. Starting over with your interests and dreams is never too late." Atheists, called Stoics, said that we should value the quality of our time more than the amount. Knowing that you have fewer years left than years ahead can help you focus on what really matters, your dreams and hobbies. This obviously counterintuitive Stoic practice can be a very effective way to get things done. Figuring out that we are going to die pushes us to enjoy the time we have left. Don't let your dreams stay unfulfilled. Seize the day and start pursuing your interests with purpose. Reaching big goals can be scary, especially if we haven't worked out in a while. To the Stoics, acting was very important. Reduce your big dream to smaller, more doable steps. Do not let failures get you down. Instead, celebrate each significant achievement. Don't worry about being perfect. Focus on creating growth. An impossible dream will not be easily realized. It's normal to face problems and have doubts about your abilities. The Stoics valued persistence, which means making a firm decision to see things through completely. Challenges shouldn't stop you. Embrace the path, keep going, and learn from your mistakes. Look to people who have followed their dreams later in life for ideas. People have started businesses, written books, or learned new languages after they retired. These examples should serve as a reminder that you can fulfill your dreams at any age. Those who followed the Stoics believed that you should focus on what you can change, your deeds and efforts. Although reaching the end goal is satisfying, enjoy the trip there too. Learning, growing, and pushing yourself can be very satisfying. Keep in mind that age is just a number. Your passions can be reignited, and the way to a life full of purpose and fulfillment can be lit by following Stoic principles and using your inner tenacity. Keep your dreams alive. Begin today to live the life you've always imagined. Number 6. Becoming financially reckless. Let go of your finances a bit as you start a new part of your life where you have more freedom. Stoic thinkers, on the other hand, preach caution because they value reason and foresight. Don't take this as a sign of being cheap. Instead, think about how you can best use your hard-earned money. Living in harmony with nature was very important to the Stoics, and that means not spending more than you can afford. Make a realistic budget that lets you meet your wants without going over your budget by carefully looking at your income and expenses. To save money for the future, don't buy things on a whim. Even though it may seem gloomy, this Stoic practice can be a very effective tool for financial motivation. You are more likely to make the most of your time and resources if you know that you are going to die. Financial security throughout your golden years is ensured by planning for the future, including possible healthcare needs and long-term care choices. Things that you can control, like your buying habits, and things that you can't control, like changes in the market or unexpected costs, were grouped by the Stoics. Making wise financial choices is made possible by concentrating on what you can change. Create a savings strategy, diversify your investments if possible, and if necessary, seek professional financial help. Overspending can quickly reduce your financial security because the world is full of challenges. The Stoics thought that needless extravagance should be avoided. Don't let the pressure to keep up with the Joneses get you down. Instead, figure out what you really need and what you desire. Feelings and connections, not things, are what bring true happiness. Scammers often target older people, which is unfortunately true. Good sense and clear thinking were important to the Stoics. Before making any big financial decisions, don't be afraid to ask trusted professionals for help. Also, be wary of financial offers you didn't ask for. Achieving financial security and not worrying about the future is possible if you follow Stoic wisdom. Being worry-free lets you focus on what really counts in old age: following your dreams, spending time with loved ones, and enjoying your golden years. Keep in mind that being financially secure isn't just about having a lot of money. It's also about being able to live your life the way you want to. You can ensure a safe and fulfilling future for yourself by adhering to Stoic principles and making wise financial choices. Number 7. Letting fear dictate your life. For thousands of years, fear has been a natural part of keeping humans safe. It can, however, change as we get older, from a helpful guide to a crippling tyrant, dictating our lives and keeping us from trying new things. If you want to fight evil and promote reason, the Stoics suggest courage. The ability to move decisively in the face of fear, according to the Stoics, is what defines courage. But the Stoics thought that most fears are irrational and come from our minds, not real dangers. Realizing this helps us start to question whether our worries are really true. Engage in mindfulness practices like writing or meditation to figure out where your fears are coming from and tell the difference between real and imagined worries. Whatever you can control and whatever you can't control are two different categories for the Stoics. You can fight fear by focusing on the things you can control. An airplane's roughness is out of your control, but you can control how you breathe and focus on ways to calm down. In the dark of the unknown, fear often grows. Stoics believed that reason was very important. Find out more about the thing that makes you feel fear. Discover where you want to travel. Talk to people who have done the things that scare you, and get educated to get rid of unfounded fears. Although this Stoic practice may seem sad, it can be a very effective way to get over your fears. Figuring out that we are going to die pushes us to enjoy the time we have left. Avoid letting fear prevent you from enjoying all that life has to offer. Enjoy the present and let your interests lead you to take calculated risks. For the Stoics, meeting our fears head-on was vital. Consider giving a short talk if you're shy around public speaking. Do a short weekend trip first if you're afraid of flying alone. Allow yourself to face your fears gradually in a secure and managed setting. With each good experience, your confidence grows and fear loses its strength. A famous Stoic philosopher named Seneca said, "The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live right now." Without fear, there is no courage. Courage is the will to move despite fear. Forget about waiting for fear to go away completely. Just take a deep breath, admit that you're feeling anxious, and move forward. Any brave action you take makes you stronger and more resilient, giving you the confidence to face unknown situations in the future. In conclusion, fear is a normal part of being human. Accepting Stoic ideas and using the strength of reason and bravery can change fear from something that stops you from growing and exploring into something that drives you to do those things. Let not fear control your life. Leave your comfort zone, accept the unknown, and start a journey full of bravery, adventure, and a greater awareness for the present moment. Number 8. Comparing yourself to others. Pictorial holidays, accomplishments that look like they were easy, and carefully chosen highlight reels on social media can feed a strong and harmful urge: social comparison. The Stoics, on the other hand, thought that comparing ourselves to others was a sure way to be unhappy. It makes us feel bad about our own lives because we think other people have better lives than us. The Stoics made a distinction between what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and emotions, and what you can't, outside events, other people's actions, and their things. Focusing on someone else's money, success, or life that seems great is an example of something that you can't control. Instead, think about the things you can change, like your character, your actions, and the way you decide to live your life. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, once said, "Don't waste time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Stay away from comparing yourself to a perfect version of someone else. Instead, try to live a good life that fits your own values. Do your best to become the best version of yourself, not a pale copy of someone else. Change your attitude from envious to thankful. Think about the good things in your life, like your skills, talents, connections, and experiences. Enjoy the one-of-a-kind path that led you to where you are now. Each person has a unique road that is filled with challenges and victories. Don't play down what you've done. Remember to celebrate your wins, no matter how big or small they are. Celebrating your wins, even if they don't seem like big deals compared to others, makes you feel better about yourself and encourages you to keep going. Going after someone else's dream is not nearly as satisfying as living a life that fits with your own values and interests. The Stoics thought that people should live in a way that was true to who they were. Accept who you are, follow your interests, and don't be afraid to make your own path. Don't forget that social media is just a fantasy. People usually only talk about the best parts of their lives and not the hard times and setbacks that happen behind the scenes. Don't judge your whole life by the carefully put together highlights reel of someone else. Find your own drive inside yourself. Try not to be driven by the need to keep up with the Joneses or beat other people. You should work toward your goals because they are important to you. They fit with your values and they give you a sense of purpose. You can learn to accept yourself, get rid of envy, and find real happiness by living a life that is true to you and has meaning, by following Stoic principles and focusing on your own unique journey. Remember that the person you were yesterday is the bigger competitor than anyone else. Try to be better than you were. Enjoy what you've already done. And be grateful for the unique path your life has taken. Number 9. Sacrificing your well-being for others. While wanting to help others is a good thing, the Stoics believed in something even more important: self-preservation. Neglecting your own health can make it harder for you to truly support those around you. Just as an airplane tells people to put on their own oxygen masks before helping others. Think of yourself as a mug. Taking care of yourself with good habits, emotional balance, and time for yourself fills your cup to the brim with the ability to help others. A constantly empty cup, on the other hand, leaves you with nothing to give. Make time for things that are good for your mind, body, and spirit. This will help you be strong and kind when you're with other people. The Stoics stressed the need for balance and moderation in everything, even in being humble. While it is admirable to help others, neglecting your own health and happiness throws things out of whack. You can practice other Stoic traits, such as justice, wisdom, and courage, by setting limits and putting your needs first The Stoics divided things into two groups: those you can control, your thoughts, actions, and emotions, and those you can't, other people's actions, outside events, and what other people expect of you. Pay attention to the things you can control. You can't change how much someone needs, but you can make sure that the amount you give doesn't run out of your own resources. Limits are not walls that keep people out. They are clear rules that show what you are and are not okay with. When your energy is low or your needs aren't being met, learn how to say no in a polite but strong way. Talking about your limits in an open and honest way builds respect and understanding in your interactions. Deciding to say no doesn't make you selfish. It gives you the power to be a better person for the people who mean the most to you. Making your health and happiness a priority will help you give your time, energy, and support more honestly and successfully over time. Individuals who care for themselves and set healthy limits may encourage others to do the same. Displaying self-respect and putting your needs first will inspire those around you to do the same, leading to better and more balanced relationships. This is true even when you need to set limits. It's important to understand what other people need, but be kind and honest about your own limits. You can better understand each other and have stronger interactions if you're compassionate. Care for yourself is not a nice to have, it's a must. You can make sure that your health is not sacrificed in the service of others by adopting Stoic principles and establishing healthy limits. Being a better friend, family member, or partner means having a full cup. Number 10. Neglecting your mental fitness. Focusing on our physical health becomes more normal as we get older. Although the Stoics tell us that true happiness includes both the mind and the body, mental fitness needs the same care and upkeep as physical health. According to the Stoics, the mind was like a garden. Gardening takes constant care, and the same is true for your mind. You have to work at it every day to have good feelings and thoughts. Take part in mental stimulating tasks, like reading, learning a new skill, or working on hard puzzles. The mental health benefits of these exercises keep your brain sharp. Stoics believed that reason, or the ability to think clearly and rationally, was very important. Explore the evidence for your views to fight negative thought patterns. Does your fear come from logical worries or illogical worries? You can find distorted ways of thinking and replace them with more realistic and powerful ones by practicing cognitive restructuring. The Stoics didn't recommend hiding your feelings. Instead, they focused on emotional control, which means being able to handle your feelings without letting them take over your actions. Manage stress and bad moods by using relaxation methods like deep breathing or meditation. As well as helping you control your emotions, mindfulness activities can also help you become more aware of them. This seemingly counterintuitive Stoic habit can be very good for your mental health. When you realize that you are going to die, you are more likely to make the most of your time and enjoy the present. Finding peace and understanding can come from changing how you see things. You can control your thoughts, actions, and emotions. You can't control external events, the future, or other people's actions, according to the Stoics. Dealing with your mental health is easier when you focus on the things you can control. Unfortunately, you can't change what happens to you, but you can choose how to react. A person's mental health is just as important as their physical health. Seek professional help from a therapist or counselor if you're having trouble dealing with life's challenges, having negative thoughts, or feeling overwhelmed by your feelings. Talking to a mental health worker can help you develop a healthy and strong mind. Adopting Stoic ideas and taking care of your mental health can help you develop emotional control, calmness, and the ability to face life's obstacles with strength and wisdom. Remember, no matter what age, a healthy mind is necessary for a full and worthwhile life. Number 11. Stopping learning. A curious and flexible organ, the human mind is. Others might see getting older as a time to slow down and relax, but the Stoics thought it was important to keep learning throughout life. Their belief was that intellectual curiosity and the search for information were necessary for growth, meaning, and a full life. To keep your curiosity alive and accept lifelong learning, here's how Stoic wisdom can help you. To the Stoics, knowledge gave people the power to face life's difficulties with wisdom and clarity. By constantly seeking new information, you can see things from a different angle, improve your critical thinking skills, and better comprehend the world around you. Associating yourself with fresh concepts and intellectual challenges can help keep your mind sharp and flexible. Keeping your brain active by learning new things can help it grow and even delay the start of age-related cognitive loss. Although this Stoic practice may seem sad, it can be a strong way to keep learning throughout your life. Realizing that you will die means you should make the most of your time and intelligence. Daily learning and growth are chances to make your life better by adding new information and experiences. For the Stoics, learning chances were found everywhere. Speaking with individuals from various backgrounds, digging deeper into history accounts, or discovering new scientific ideas are all possibilities. The universe is a huge book waiting to be read. Don't be afraid to confront new learning tasks and leave your comfort zone. Consider taking an online class in a subject that has always interested you, learning a new language, or joining a discussion group that is all about a certain subject. Tapping into new tasks keeps your mind active and gives you a sense of accomplishment. To their credit, the Stoics read a lot. Reading gives you access to new thoughts, different points of view, and historical perspectives. Read every day, whether it's biographies of inspiring people, accounts of history, or philosophical works that make you think. Stoics believed that the way things were done was just as important as the result. Experience the thrill of finding and the satisfaction of learning new things. Do not only focus on gathering facts, think about the value of learning itself. You can really improve your learning by teaching others. Friends and family can benefit from what you've learned, and you could even offer to give a class on something you're interested in. Learning is strengthened when you teach others. Staying mentally sharp, finding meaning in life, and growing as a person can all be improved by following Stoic ideals and always wanting to learn new things. Remember that learning is an ongoing process, not a final goal. Accept your mind's natural curiosity and start a lifelong journey of intellectual study. Number 12. Missing out on technology. Despite living in a very different world, the Stoics believed in one important principle: being able to change with the times. As things change, they thought it was important to adapt your approach. This is a great lesson for the constantly changing world of technology. Smart use of technology can make it easier to connect with others, get knowledge, and even grow as a person. When you get older, stoic knowledge can help you embrace technology. With today's technology, you can stay in touch with loved ones who live far away. Staying close to friends and family can be easier with video calls, instant messaging, and social media sites. There is a huge amount of information on the internet about any subject you can think of. With just a few clicks, it's easy to learn a new skill, look into a historical event, or just explore your hobbies. Accept technology as a way to keep learning and stimulating your mind. Technology has a lot of fun things to offer, like streaming services, with tons of movies and TV shows, and online games and tasks that keep your mind sharp. It's possible to relax, have fun, and even meet people who like the same things you do through technology. The Stoics divided things into two groups: those you can control, like how you act and how willing you are to learn, and those you can't, like how fast technology changes. Pay attention to the things you can control. You can't change the fact that new technology exists, but you can change how you feel about it and how eager you are to learn the basics. The digital world is very big, but don't let that scare you. Begin with small goals that you can reach. You could use a tablet for video calls, look at training apps, or ask a family member or friend you trust to show you how to use a computer. There are also many internet tools and programs just for seniors that are made to make using technology easier for older people. Technology can be annoying at times, but keep in mind the good things it can do for you. Pay attention to how technology can make your life better, bring you closer to people you care about, and let you learn new things. It takes patience and time to learn something new. If you can't master technology right away, don't give up. Enjoy the process of getting more at ease with the digital world as you learn, celebrate your small wins, and embrace the learning journey. You can close the digital gap and open up a world of connection, information, and entertainment by adopting the Stoic trait of adaptability and seeing the good in technology. Remember that technology is just a tool, and how you use it determines how valuable it is. Accept that you are learning, concentrate on the good things, and let technology improve your later years. Number 13. Giving up on love and happiness. People of all ages can benefit from love. While the Stoics stressed accepting things we can't change, they also pushed living a good life in the present. These are excellent tips for finding love and happiness in your later years. Following Stoic advice can assist you in keeping your heart open and enjoying the pleasures of connection. For the Stoics, love knows no age limits. They thought that some things are beyond our control, like whether or not we have romantic love in our lives. Don't rule out the chance, though. Maintain the ties you already have, be open to new ones, and be ready for love to appear in strange ways. This sad-looking Stoic habit can have a huge effect on how you feel about love. Understanding that you will die makes you value the present and the people you are connected to more. Don't let fear or missed opportunities keep you from enjoying the happiness and satisfaction that love can bring. Whatever you can control, like your attitude or your desire to connect, and whatever you can't control, like meeting the one, were separated by the Stoics. Identify the things you can control. You can become a loving and helpful partner by putting yourself out there and doing things you enjoy. For the Stoics, understanding what you can't change was more important than doing something about what you can change. Recognize that you might not find a standard romantic partner, but don't let that stop you from building strong relationships with family, friends, and even pets. Develop a happy and fulfilling life, even if it looks different from what you had planned. One of the most important Stoic ideas is gratitude. Enjoy the caring connections you already have, whether they are with family, friends, or a pet you love. Think about how happy these ties make you, and learn to be grateful for the love that makes your life better. Really being happy means enjoying the present moment, not thinking about the past or hoping for a future that you can't predict. Enjoy life's simple pleasures, like a deep talk, a stunning sunset, or a laugh with someone you care about. Celebrate the little things that make your days better. Feeling vulnerable is a part of making new friendships. For the Stoics, living virtuously meant being honest and having mental strength. Express your thoughts honestly and don't be shy about putting yourself out there. Adopting Stoic ideas and keeping your heart open to love and connection can help you build a happy, accepting, and fulfilling life, full of deeply important connections. In conclusion, love comes in many forms, and the only way to be truly happy is to enjoy the present moment and the people who make your life more meaningful. Don't forget that getting older is an honor. You can have a positive attitude and make your golden years the best and happiest of your life by looking to Stoic wisdom and avoiding these pitfalls. Therefore, enjoy the journey and start this exciting new chapter with knowledge, purpose, and a happy heart.